Next application is case number 11387, the application of Paul L. Blost and Donald Schaefer, being southeast of Mercer Avenue, 150 feet northeast of Route 279A, and being lot 4 of the IRB Phillips subdivision, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 234, map 35.05, parcel number 127, requesting a variance from the side yard setback requirement. But to be more specific, they're requesting multiple variances. The first one being 2.4 foot variance from the required 5 foot side yard setback for the pergola. The second is 8/10 of a foot variance from the required 10 foot side yard setback for the pool. The third is a 8/10 of a foot variance from the required 10 foot side yard for the dwelling. The fourth is a 5 foot variance from the required 10 foot side yard also for the dwelling, a different location. And the last being 2.1 foot variance from the required 10 foot side yard setback for a screen porch. On this application, received two letters in support. One letter, sort of a combination of support and opposition, and no letter, no mail return from this application.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Lane.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Donald K. Miller, 26720 River Road, Seaford, Delaware.
Paul Blues, 33232 Mercer Avenue, Millsboro, Delaware.
You both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. The owners are seeking multiple variances. Mr. Lank has just pointed out to you this is only a 50-foot wide lot, and it has been developed for some period of time. The house was built in 1922, and a number of structures and additions have been constructed on the property. The owners did acquire a building permit for both the swimming pool and the screen porch. They had understood from a conversation through one of the members of planning and zoning that the arbor did not require it was just a garden structure. It did not require any sort of setback requirement on it. The arbor has been there about 10 years, the swimming pool much longer, about since 1988 or so. And I'm not sure about the date on the screen porch. The property is out of conformity with strict, in the strict sense, but it certainly is conforms in with the spirit of the ordinance. The house itself, of course, was built prior to planning and zoning's inception in 1978, so it was grandfathered in. The sideline where the screen porch is was essentially parallel with the line, and the owner did get a building permit for that, but as it ended up, it ended up encroaching, really due to a difference in surveys. In 1988, 26 years ago, the property was at a different location along Mercer Avenue than it is today. Sometime after 88, when they put the sewer facilities in Oak Orchard, they eliminate all the monumentation up and down the street. We have found that since then that whomever began reestablishing the lots more than likely used a point that we would not have used. When we did it in 88, we had to survey the whole block. We picked up monumentation on both sides of the street all the way through. So when the new survey started coming through, everybody has their required frontage by their deed, but the lots go back on a little bit different angle along the water line. They're okay, but as they come towards Mercer Street, they've shifted a little bit, and this has caused some conflict with the setback issues. The owner has every right to believe that it was not his fault that these distances got out of whack. He was relying on past surveys as well as conversation from planning and zoning. As far as I know, there is no argument over the property lines with the neighbors on either side, nor are they complaining about the structures that the owners have erected. There's a possibility of a sale of the property, and the owner wants to have everything brought into code prior to the sale so that, well, of course, one reason is so that the sale would go through without any consequences. And, of course, the owners certainly don't want the expense of having to redo a number of structures so that they can conform. You have, I don't know if you've seen it, but there is a letter there that the neighbor across the street has given them accommodations about the care of their community. And it is a very nice, well-kept area. And there certainly would not be anything detrimental to the neighborhood if these variances are allowed. Request tonight is that you would examine these variances and give the owners this relief that they're seeking. Thank you.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Start you, Mr. Mills.
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Hudson.
Well, in our packet, I see we have two different surveys, one dated February of this year and the other dated March of this year. I was just wondering what the difference was.
May I take a look at what you have there, sir?
Sure.
It was corrections in the data on the pergola.
On the pergola.
The first survey of February said it was 3 foot and 9.2 foot through the pool, and the correction showed that it's 2.6 to the pergola and 9.7 to the pool.
Oh, okay.
And everything else stayed the same.
All right. Thank you. Yeah.
One was a measurement to a round support post, right, and the other was a measurement to a concrete or granite base.
That was my question.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Rickards?
Mr. Langfield, the reason the break in the survey is what, two BFEs, two base flood elevations? Is that the reason there's a break in there?
Where are you talking on the break?
On the left-hand side of this survey. Isn't there a...
There's a zoning line, one's AE and one's
right,
B.
Right, that's what I was asking.
And it goes through the center of the pool.
It goes to the center of the pool?
Yeah.
Okay, I was trying to figure out where it went.
Yeah, you can see a line going through the pool and going across the opposite side. Yeah,
it
just shows the boundary of the two flood areas.
Okay, it's in two flood areas.
Right.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
No questions.
Okay, and I have no further questions. Mine is answered. So are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? I'm sorry, sir?
I'd like to provide some information.
Opposition or in favor?
Neither here nor there on either side, just to correct the record.
All right, sir. You need to come up and be sworn in, please. General information.
Yeah, public's allowed to comment.
Okay, I just want to be sure. All right, sir.
Just comment.
Come on in.
He's sworn in first, sir.
Please state your name and address for the record.
David Mitchell, 222 East State Street, Millsboro.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
We are representing the property owner listed here incorrectly by William and Elizabeth Jones. There is no such person as Elizabeth Jones, never was.
Okay.
But when this pool was first put in and the fence went up, mm-hmm. it was our suspicion that it had been built on our property. And as you can see by the survey, it's still somewhat on our property. At that point in time, we had our property surveyed, and the issue was brought to their attention at that time, shortly after the fence went up. And it was agreed that the fence wouldn't need to be moved immediately, but when it was replaced, it would be moved, and it has been replaced, and as you can see, it's still on us. We are not in standing against this variance because it in no way impacts us. The building of the pool and the arbor is what really hurt us, put us in a big hole. But that's not an issue here. So we don't stand for or against, just that they were they cannot state that they were unaware of a problem with the survey until recently.
Now, can I tell you, for your benefit, the survey references lands and says NF. It means now or formerly. So sometime in the past, there should have been a William and Elizabeth Jones.
It's William Jones and Elizabeth Barber.
Okay, I'm just trying to understand.
Yeah, that's been wrong for a long time, and we get the tax bill and we pay it, and no one seems to bother.
But you don't get it in your name?
No. My mother has since deceased.
Okay.
We're in the process of clearing. It's a very complicated six-way ownership when it moves down a generation.
But the county's still getting their taxes.
They are. You can count on that.
Right.
Yes.
You don't want the fence moved or nothing?
I would love to have it moved, yes. But that's not part of this hearing.
No.
As I understand it.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Right.
Okay. All right. Okay. Then the chair will entertain a motion. Again, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to take case number 11,387 under advisement.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickers and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 11,387 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Rickers?
Aye.
And Mr. Workman?
Aye.
And I'm Mr. Calabash. So by vote 5-0, case number 11,387 is taken under advisement. Sir, what that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9.